The scripture reading from this morning comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all doing well and that you're staying healthy during this time. My family and I really miss seeing you, and we look forward to the day that we get to be all together again. Even though our lives have faced disruption, I think this time has been a reminder of the things that cannot be disrupted: God's love for us and our love for each other. I'm grateful to be able to be here, to connect with you in this way, and to share God's love and enduring message of hope and life. Will you guys take a moment right now and just pray with me? God, we want to be with you this morning. We need to feel your nearness because we feel far apart from each other. We need your hope because we are filled with uncertainty. We need your peace because we live in a time of chaos. Lord, reveal yourself to us this morning. Fill us with your presence. Give us your peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you're familiar with Christianity or have grown up in the church, you've likely heard about the Trinity. We use the word Trinity to describe God's nature. Christians believe that God is three persons and one God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are the three persons of the Trinity. You won't find the word Trinity anywhere in the Bible, but it is the best way we know to describe God's natures as we see it revealed to us in the scriptures. The Trinity is one of the foundational beliefs of all Christians, but it's also a mystery that we don't fully understand. Because of this, I think sometimes the Trinity is seen by some people as a problem because it's difficult to explain. Lots of times, the beliefs about the Trinity are just treated as something that we have to believe in order to be right, even if we don't understand them. But the mystery of the Trinity is not a problem to overcome or to ignore. The mystery of the Trinity is not a mystery that we need to be suspicious of. It's one for us to explore. Eugene Peterson, a prominent Christian writer, says it this way: God and his operation is not a mystery of darkness that must be dispelled, but a mystery of light that may be entered. The Trinity is not a mysterious problem that we need to be suspicious of, that we need to search out and expose. The Trinity is a mysterious invitation that we can explore and embrace. I'm going to say that again. The Trinity is not a mysterious problem to be searched out and exposed. It's a mysterious invitation to be explored and embraced. And that's what I want to focus on during our time this morning. The mystery of the Trinity is an invitation into community with God and with each other. The mystery of the Trinity is an invitation to community by seeing three things. One, God is community. Two, we are made in the image of God. And three, we are made to be a transformational community. We're going to go through those this morning. God is community. We are made in the image of God. And we are made to be a transformational community. God as three persons in one means that God is community. Before the creation of the universe, before time, before humans, God is and always has been a loving community. The three persons of the Trinity have been entwined in this beautiful relationship of love, peace, and unity. We see the Trinity active in creation. Genesis said that God created the heavens and the earth, and that the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. God spoke the world into motion by his word, creating light and darkness, all the creatures of the sea, air, and the land. The Gospel of John explains that Jesus, the Word of God, was the vehicle of creation, and through him, all things were made. And at the high point of creation, God creates humanity. Now, all this was created not because God lacked anything. God wasn't lonely looking for company. The God of the Trinity desires to welcome creation, us, into community, to share his perfect love, his perfect peace, and perfect unity. That is God's ultimate desire for us, that we would one day join him in perfect love and community with him and his creation. Jesus makes this desire known. We see him say this thing in his prayer to the Father before he suffered death on the cross. In John 17, we see this prayer written by Jesus. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory that you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. You see, the reason that Jesus was willing to suffer and to die for the forgiveness of sins was because he loved us and he desires that all of us might experience this eternal loving community that he has. In Genesis 1, verse 26, God says, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." We are made in the image of God. We are made to be like him. If God is one God in three persons, God is community. And if we are made in the image of God, then we are made for community. We are made to be in relationship with one another and with God. We are made to share the eternal love, peace, and unity of God's community. We are made to be together. You see, friends, I think that this is why this time is so difficult. We are made to be together. And because of this virus, our ability to be together is fractured and limited. We are separated, and in a lot of ways, we're isolated from one another. We are made in the image of God. We are made for community, and we cannot be together in the ways that we want to. That's why we feel this so deeply. That's why this is so hard. And I think that's why the Christian faith cannot be lived out alone. We are made in the image of God. We are made for community. Lots of people think, you know, if I pray to God, and if I believe in Jesus, why do I need the church? Why do I need to go to church? This should be the final answer for us. We are made in the image of God, and God is community. That is why Jesus said, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am with them." The life of a Christian cannot be lived out alone. We are made for community. Now, we know that our relationships, our community has been impacted by this pandemic, but we still have reason to hope. even though the ways that we can be together have changed drastically, the purpose of our community remains the same. You see, God created us, the church, to be a transformational community in His image. We are called to reflect God's perfect love, perfect peace, and perfect unity into a world that is chaotic, broken, and hurting. When we live into the image of God within us, His power flows through our community and transforms the world around us. As the Church of Jesus Christ, we are called to extend God's invitation of love, peace, and unity to everyone. The church is called to reflect the image of God, to imitate His character within our community. Only when we reflect the image of God's love, peace, and unity can we be effective as a transformational community. Take a look at this image. On the left-hand side, you see a humpback whale with its huge, bumpy fins out of the water. On the right, is a blade of a wind turbine made to imitate the humpback whale's bumpy fins. Now, this idea is called biomimicry. The wind turbine blade has been made in the image of a humpback whale's fin. Why? Why is this? Well, because scientists discovered that these bumps on the fin reduce the drag of the humpback's fin and improve its leverage on the water at the same time. Wind turbines that have these bumpy blades like this can produce the same amount of electricity with a 10-mile-per-hour wind as a normal conventional wind turbine blade can with a 17-mile-an-hour wind. The wind turbine is effective in its purpose because it reflects the image of the humpback whale's fin, not only in how it looks, but how it functions, how it relates to what is around it. In a similar way, when we as the church reflect the image of God, we can become a transformational community, a conduit of God's love, peace, and unity to everyone around us. And this is what Paul was writing about to the Ephesians in the passage we read today. He was encouraging the church to be the transformational community, to reflect the love, the peace, and unity of God. Paul was writing to the Ephesians during a critical time period within the church. The leadership of the church was in transition. The eyewitnesses and direct disciples of Jesus had almost all died or had been martyred. So much was changing. But Paul was reminding them of what united them and what the purpose of their community was. This is what he writes in verses 2 and 3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Our community must reflect the image of God within us. The church becomes the transformational community that God intended for us to be when we reflect the love, peace, and unity of the Trinity. That is the purpose that God created for us, to be a transformational community in His image, to bear witness to the love, the peace, and the unity of God in a broken, chaotic, and hurting world. When we embrace the mystery of the Trinity, we allow the image of God to shine forth from us and to reflect the community that God has called us to be. That's why Paul writes, "There is one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." The Trinity is not a mysterious problem to be searched out and exposed. It's a mysterious invitation to be explored and embraced. When we do this, we will find that Jesus has made a way for us to be a part of God's eternal loving community. This is what we were made for. This is what God wanted for each of us before the beginning of time. He wanted to be with us and to share with us his perfect love, peace, and unity that only he can give. God desires for us to reflect these things to the world around us, to allow his power to flow into a world that desperately, desperately needs him. We can be that community that bears God's resemblance and transforms the world around us if we embrace the mystery of the Trinity. We may not be able to gather together today, but we are still able to be the community that God has called us to be. So I hope you will join me and consider the ways that we can reflect God's love, peace, and unity in whatever circumstances we face. Let's pray together. Lord God, we are here and we surrender to the mystery of who you are. And we long to walk into that, to feel your arms wrapped around us, to be welcomed into your community. And God, we ask that you would empower us to imitate you in all that we do, that we would become a transformational community to the world around us, so that we might bear your image to the world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.